I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. This fall, more than 150 million Americans are expected to receive the flu vaccine to prevent infection from the influenza virus and all the misery that it causes, from sore throat to fever to muscle aches, terrible fatigue, and more. Although we don't frequently hear about the flu causing deaths, the pandemic of 1918, commonly referred to as the Spanish flu, claimed over 50 million lives worldwide. And every year, thousands of Americans are estimated to die due to flu or flu-related complications, which can include serious conditions like pneumonia, dehydration, worsening of asthma, as well as less serious issues such as ear and sinus infections. Vaccinating every member of your family can help protect the most vulnerable members of our community. Babies less than 6 months of age who cannot receive the flu vaccine, and the elderly over 65 years old who are most at risk of experiencing complications from the flu. Flu vaccination has been shown to decrease flu-related sick days, medical visits, hospitalizations, and complications. And despite rumors to the contrary, it's important to note that the flu vaccine cannot cause the flu because it does not contain any live virus. You may think that if you haven't already received your vaccination, it may be too late. However, flu season typically peaks sometime between January and February. But it's important to get vaccinated as soon as possible because it may take 2 weeks after receiving the vaccine for it to provide maximum protection. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.